This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Donald Trump sure seems to love Twitter. When I checked the other day at 5 p.m., he had already tweeted 26 times since he woke up. And the internet loves him back, even if a lot of the time we are just making fun of him. But even Trump can't compete with the current occupant of the Oval Office for sheer internet saturation. And Studio 360's Sean Ramaswamy explains why.
Barack Obama is the internet's president. I'll never understand why we're already talking about the next presidential election all day, every day in 2015. But whoever wins it will not be as big a deal online. I promise. Obama's second term is coming to an end, but you can still find a brand new mashup video of him singing some huge hit every few weeks.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it.
Hey. A big part of the president's popularity online is that he's kind of cool. And he kind of gets it. With the help of his highly capable team, he can be funny on Twitter, he can play to your emotions on Instagram, he's making not totally terrible Spotify playlists, and he even did Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously?
Barack Obama has facilitated a lot of his good fortune online, but he had nothing to do with the biggest Obama meme of them all.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama instantly returns about 23 million results on Google. Images, GIFs, tweets, Reddit posts, videos, entire Tumblrs. It was this conservative refrain that turned into a liberal joke that turned into one of the most popular memes on the internet.
The backdrop is a river of problems for the United States. There was obviously the recession and all the things that went along with that. There was all this debt that people were super concerned about in the first couple of years of Obama's presidency.
Nona Willis Aronowitz is the features editor for Talking Points Memo, and she recently wrote about what Thanks Obama says about American politics for the website Matter.
Conservatives almost immediately started blaming everything on him and saying Thanks Obama in a pretty sincere way. I mean, that phrase itself is sarcastic, but the meaning was sincere, like, you ruined my life, basically.
These types of Thanks Obamas were popping up on Twitter and Facebook, and probably in conservative conversation, though I have no way of knowing. But by 2011, there was another type of Thanks Obama being used.
The Washington Post pegs it to this one not very funny YouTube video that's supposed to be funny.
Thanks Obama!
It's basically like mocking those conservatives for blaming Obama for everything. And then it just became, I mean, that's sort of like when Twitter started to become much more mainstream, 2010, 2011, and people started using the hashtag to just mock people who blame him for everything.
There are some amazing Thanks Obama GIFs out there, but the meme really thrives on Twitter. Nona and I decided to play a little game to give you an idea of the tweets that are out there, so I'm going to read a random selection of recent Thanks Obama tweets, and Nona's going to tell me whether they're sincerely anti-Obama or sarcastic and potentially pro-Obama.
And then there's, of course, the ultra-sincere, which is actually thanking Obama.
Which is like a newer thing, right?
A
later development. Okay, so let's see which ones these are. Kanye West is going to be running for president in 2020, Thanks Obama.
That is definitely either a conservative or just a curmudgeon.
One time I saw Modest Mouse, and they didn't play Float On, Thanks Obama.
Definitely late stage.
Okay, late stage, facetious, Thanks Obama.
Right.
Okay. Unemployment at 5.1%, GDP growth at 3.7%, and gas at $1.89. Republicans should just give up, Thanks Obama.
Oh, that's definitely a liberal.
And not a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
Yeah. Class canceled because the president's giving a speech, literally, Thanks Obama.
That's a very literal interpretation of Thanks Obama, because it is his fault.
Right. But also maybe sincere, because maybe this person's happy that class is canceled.
Oh, no, you're right.
It could be the actual late stage sincere Thanks Obama, I appreciate this.
The late, late stage.
Whereas this one, walruses by the thousands forced ashore by melting sea ice, Thanks Obama.
That's certainly a joke. Slash kind of sad.
Yeah, very sad. But could that be a conservative person who's really angry at Obama about that?
No, they don't care about the environment.
Political memes come and go. Biden brought back malarkey, Romney had those binders full of women, but somehow Thanks Obama has been going strong for 7 years. Nona thinks she knows why.
Two main things. One is that Obama's our first social media president.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be frank, it's a little bit of racism that has fueled this idea that Obama is somehow not a legitimate president. If you have this illegitimate president, you're going to want to discredit him at every turn, dismiss him, but also demonize him at the same time. And Thanks Obama does that really well if you're using it in the sincere way.
When does it become something that sort of Obama supporters or progressives or liberals or whatever take back and claim as their own?
I would actually say that Obama's second term is when liberals felt emboldened and they felt more free to make fun of conservatives. Because it's like, and he got elected again, and what? You know, it reached its climax a few months ago when Obama himself was on this BuzzFeed video saying, thanks, Obama.
Tell me more about that.
So this particular scene, he's sitting at his desk. He has some milk and cookies. He takes a rather large coaster-sized cookie, I'd say, tries to put it in this tall glass of milk, and it's too big for the milk. And then he just clicks his teeth and says,
thanks, Obama.
And you would think that would be kind of like the logical conclusion for it to stop.
And then the meme just explodes.
And then, instead of it, you know, being like, okay, here's the end of this chapter, it's continued to have life.
Did you find out how that was put together, how BuzzFeed got Obama to say thanks, Obama?
My impression is that the Obama administration constantly is reaching a little bit outside of its comfort zone to get other kinds of supporters. I mean, they did the same thing when he did the Marc Maron podcast, which was truly amazing. Like, it sort of humanized him in a way that it never had before.
You know, I'm trying to get him for this podcast, right?
Oh, wow. After he hears this, of course he's going to want to come
on. I mean, on this episode itself, I want to get him to talk about Thanks Obama, of course. So, if you could ask him anything about Thanks Obama, what would it be?
If it ever hurts his feelings, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go to Jimmy John's if I don't have a job. Like, thanks, Obama.
Ow! I just fell on my face. Thanks, Obama, you suck!
You got me flowers. Thanks, Obama.
Clean eyes still living at my mama's bank account, no comma, yelling thanks, Obama.
Hello, Mr. President, and thank you so much for making time for Sideshow.
It's my pleasure.
So the reason I got in touch, I mentioned in my email, is that I'm doing this podcast about the Thanks Obama meme. When did you first catch wind that this expression even existed?
It all started, I guess it was a warm July night. I was out to dinner with Michelle and the girls, and a waitress dropped a tray, and she shouted, Thanks Obama.
Oh, gosh.
And I remember thinking, I've got nothing to do with this. That was when my daughter told me that everybody was thanking me for every misfortune and that you could think of, from paper cuts down to burning their toast to global issues.
I think the thing that everyone wants to know is, did that like hurt your feelings that you were just being blamed for everything, things that were totally out of your control?
No. It did not. As the president, you've got to have thick skin. So for me, my response was always, you're welcome. You know, there were times where there were folks that were blaming me for things, and I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz and go about my merry day. So you can thank me for all you want, America. Whatever you say, don't bother me. Keep thanking me, and I'll just keep saying you're welcome.
Do you think we'll still be thanking you once you're out of office now that your presidency is coming to an end, be it sarcastically or critically or sincerely?
Well, I sure hope so. You've got a lot to thank me for.
I just have one last thing to say, and it's thanks, Obama.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
I thought you were going to say you're welcome.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're welcome.
Thanks to Andrew Brianza, who did that excellent Obama impression. and
Sean Ramisferum
for producing that story and for producing so many great stories over the last few years. Sean introduced us to some of the most interesting culture the internet has generated, from reaction GIFs to Kung Fury to the Jerry Roll. Sean is moving on to new public media adventures, and we and I are going to miss him very much.